Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled Predestined for Good Works Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, for we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. I have just read the Amplified Bible. In yesterday's devotion, we explored how God has predestined every believer for good works, a purpose he prepared for us long before we were born. Today, we will continue to look at how walking in this purpose transforms not only our lives, but also the lives of those around us. After Clement gave his life to Christ, he realized that his search for purpose had been misdirected. Fulfillment didn't come from following his own desires, but from aligning with God's purpose. As he grew in his relationship with the Holy Spirit, he found that God's purpose gave him the lasting peace he had been searching for. When we walk in the good works God has planned for us, we find true satisfaction, not achievements or possessions, but in knowing that we are living out God's will. Ephesians 2 verse 10 reminds us that God has specific plans for each of us, and these plans are always for good. When we discover our unique role in his kingdom, we can live with joy and confidence, knowing that every step we take is purposeful. This doesn't mean life will always be easy, but it means that even the hard moments have a divine purpose that God will use for our growth and his glory. Living out the good works God has planned often involves making daily choices that align with his will. For Clement, this meant distancing himself from old habits and choosing new, spirit-led actions. He committed to studying the Word, seeking fellowship with other believers, and sharing his testimony. As he did this, he found that his life began to reflect the love and grace of Christ more and more. Each day presents opportunities to walk in the good works God has planned. Sometimes this means showing kindness to someone in need, sharing the gospel, or simply spending time in prayer and worship. God's path often includes moments of impact, interactions that might seem small to us, but have a big effect in someone else's life. When we yield to God's guidance, we can trust that he will lead us to fulfill our purpose. God never calls us to something without also providing the strength and resources we need to accomplish it. 2 Peter 1:3 assures us that God has given us everything we need for a godly life. This means that whatever he calls us to do, he will equip us for. Clement experienced this firsthand as he stepped into his new life. With God's help, he found the strength to overcome his past struggles and became a source of encouragement to others. Sometimes our path may seem challenging and we may feel inadequate. But when we remember that God has equipped us with his Spirit, we can walk in confidence, relying on his strength rather than our own. When we pray and seek God's help, he provides the wisdom, courage, and grace we need to fulfill our calling. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the good works you have planned for me. Help me to walk in your purpose with faith and gratitude. Fill me with your Spirit and guide me to live in a way that reflects your love and grace to others. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs chapters 29 to 30. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs chapters 29 to 30.
Whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. Those who flatter their neighbors are spreading nets for their feet. Evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous shout for joy and are glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Mockers stir up a city, but the wise turn away anger. If a wise person goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate people of integrity and seek to kill the upright. fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. A rod and a reprimand impart wisdom, but children left to themselves disgrace their mother. When the wicked thrive, so does sin, but the righteous will see their downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed are those who heed wisdom's instruction. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A servant pampered from youth would turn out to be insolent. An angry person stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. The accomplices of thieves are their own enemy. They are put under oath and dare not testify. To fear anyone will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. The righteous detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright.
The sayings of Agur, son of Jacob, an inspired utterance. This man's utterance to Ithiel.
I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. Do not slander servants to their master, or they will curse you and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers, those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth, those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful, those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humankind. The leech has two daughters.
Give! Give!
They cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, land which is never satisfied with water, and fire which never says enough. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. There are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a young woman. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says,
I've done nothing wrong.
Under three things the earth trembles, under four it cannot bear up. A servant who becomes king, a godless fool who gets plenty to eat, a contemptible woman who gets married, and a servant who displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Hyraxes are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their stride, four that move with stately bearing. A lion, mighty among beasts,
who retreats before nothing, a strutting rooster, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth. For as churning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.